Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Our phone number to call to join our conversation, 614-8980. And you can also go online and comment on our website at tpr.org. Email a question to thesource@tpr.org. Compassion. Can San Antonio become a more compassionate city? Should we become a more compassionate city? Susan Ives and Ann Helmke of the San Antonio Peace Center are working to make San Antonio an official city of compassion. Welcome to The Source, Susan.
Hello.
And welcome, Ann. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Ann, let me ask you, you founded the San Antonio Peace Center, and so here you are now working on a charter of compassion for the San Antonio. What does that mean? How do we make San Antonio a more compassionate city?
Well, the whole idea of compassionate cities came from a world-renowned author, Karen Armstrong, who writes about religious affairs. And in 2008, she won a TED Award. And with those winnings, she started to work on the Charter for Compassion, which is this written document that was put together by general public and leading authorities in terms of Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism. And they put this charter together. And what would it mean to be a more compassionate world? And then she ended up writing a book on the 12 Steps to a Compassionate Life, which we began studying at the Peace Center together about a year ago. But this whole idea of becoming compassionate cities and being set up that way is a global concept. It's not just in San Antonio, and Susan has a little bit more about that, but there are other cities in the United States who've become a compassionate city. What does it mean for us to practice compassion, not just among each other, but for ourselves, for the community at large? How do we go about practicing basically the golden rule? To treat others the way we wish to be treated, as well as not treating others the way we wish not to be treated, which is probably one of the core concepts that you'll find in all world religions. And what we also see happening now across the world is a lot of scientific studies that look at DNA and compassion, how it's a part of us, and how it's expressing itself. In fact, some even say that science is finally catching up with spirituality, the greatest wisdom that we could carry forward. So what we've been doing at the Peace Center is, besides studying it ourselves and understanding it as much as we can, is connecting a network of people and trying to build that movement. And Houston, Susan, didn't Houston just do that?
On February 26th.
That they went through the process of becoming a compassionate city.
So who decides when you reach that, you know, you're now in a, before you weren't, you were a city that, you weren't compassionate, but now you are. How does that work?
Well, it's actually a three-part process, and Karen Armstrong used the rest of her TED Prize money to set up what she calls Compassion Action Network International. So they have a staff and they have a group of advisors who are people like the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Tutu, great world thinkers on the subject of morals. And it's basically a three-part process. And the first one is to build a grassroots movement to organize the city, to understand what it means to be a compassionate city. And that might be something different for San Antonio than it was for Houston, or than it was for Louisville, or that it was for Seattle, which are cities who have been through the process already. The city itself has to sign the charter, and then we actually put it into use. And a compassionate city doesn't have to act in a particular way. It's not saying you can't do that because it's not compassionate. It's a way of decision making that we consider, are we doing to other people as we would like to be doing ourselves, before we pass any legislation, before we act as individuals, as businesses, as schools, as healthcare facilities, even as radio stations.
How do people get involved in a project like this?
Well, one of the things that we've been doing this year is a whole pilgrimage of compassion. And so there are 12 stops at least each month across the city, learning about compassion, whether it be hospitality or how we work together politically. But there's an online place where people sign up to be in this international charter for compassion. But then we'll also work through the city and having people sign on to it here locally. And eventually it needs to go to like city council and through that kind of process as well. So there's a whole signing into the charter. And you can even go onto their website, charterforcompassion.org, and you can see all the different cities and all the amazing, beautiful things that they're doing in terms of compassion. And you can sign the charter there and read the charter and what that means.
So what are they doing? What could happen in San Antonio, you know, that if we decide, if enough people get together and say, we need to make this happen, what would we see in San Antonio?
Well, here's the thing, is that in San Antonio, we're already doing compassionate work. What this whole charter can do in becoming a compassionate city, it can help coalesce us and to say, look, we are a compassionate people. But just even recognizing it and saying it out loud can also increase the amount of compassion that we're doing. Susan and I were just talking a little bit ago, what are some of the compassionate things that are happening in San Antonio? But I think a great example is Haven for Hope. I mean, here's a whole city and county coming together to help people without permanent shelter, providing not only resources, but working to help people find their way through. I mean, how would I want to be treated if I were without permanent shelter? And I think that's a great act. Susan also mentioned...
Well, the animal shelters, I think the whole movement to make San Antonio a no-kill city. In 2008, we were killing more animals than any other city in the United States, basically all of them that were picked up by animal services. And the city and nonprofits and businesses, the media got together and said, this is not acceptable, this is not a compassionate thing to do, and made a commitment to make San Antonio a no-kill city. And we're well on our way to that now. And there are probably thousands and thousands of examples just like this. And we'd like to get examples from other people. We're not all that sure that San Antonio needs to change all that much to become a compassionate city, but we do need to be able to articulate how we already are a compassionate city. And that's where everybody can pitch in and tell us what they're doing, what they've heard about, what they've read about.
But it can impact things like some of the bullying that we see in schools, for example. If we start to look through the lens of compassion and we take a certain situation, say bullying in school, by looking at it through the lens of compassion, the outcome and some of the actions that we take will be impacted by that lens. That's how it can change us.
Exactly.
Is that when we're looking at situations, can we look through that lens?
So it's a personal change, a cultural change that needs to take place. By talking about it openly, we can sort of crystallize the compassion that we already have in our community and try and focus it, make it more effective.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We'd be a much stronger city if we were moving in that direction.
Okay. All right. And so we have, we have a new Pope Francis, and he seemed like someone who would be very connected to a message of compassion, because he certainly is communicates something like that.
I'm still learning about Pope Francis. I think we all are, but I think he's already given some moves, some actions that are different and compassionate. Is welcome in the world. Just how he, invited people to bless him to begin with, that's a movement of compassion as well.
We're going to continue this conversation. We're going to take some phone calls, and the number to call is 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX, talking about making San Antonio a more compassionate city.
Support for KSTX comes from Texas Natural Gas Now, working every day to power Texas homes, businesses, and vehicles. Learn more at TexasNaturalGasNow.com. Support for KSTX comes from San Antonio's Department for Culture and Creative Development, celebrating National Poetry Month with La Voz de San Antonio, San Antonio's first spoken word poetry contest. Entry details are at GeminiInc.org. The following business members help make the programming possible on KSTX: San Antonio Testing Laboratory, Rheumatology Associates of South Texas, San Antonio, FUA Natural Shades, Eco-Friendly Window Treatments, Almost Speech, Language and Learning Clinic, the Law Offices of Pamela S. Thompson, Flexible Counseling, and Wild Birds Unlimited Nature Shop. Learn more about business membership at tpr.org.
And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies, and we're talking about making San Antonio a more compassionate city. With me in the studio, Susan Ives and Ann Hilmke of the San Antonio Peace Center. They're leading this effort to make San Antonio a city of compassion. We invite your phone calls and comments. The number is 614-8980. You can also email comments to thesource@tpr.org. We're going to go to the phones now, and we do have Nargis on the line, and she'd like to comment on compassion in San Antonio. Nargis, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Nargis.
Hey, people. When travelers come to San Antonio and we wait for our baggage in the airport, we have this rolling advertisement, and Mayor Julian Castro comes up with his wonderful smile and welcomes travelers to the military city of San Antonio. Without having compassionate care for all the military personnel that return to San Antonio, for all the travelers that come to the airport, it is, you know, we don't go anywhere. And so the whole conversation for compassion in one's personal life, from the small child through all of the levels of education up into religious communities, business communities, is really, really important. And I am very happy that San Antonio is taking on this conversation to bring more compassion into people's lives. So thank you very much for all the efforts.
All right. Thank you, Nargis. And would you want to react to that?
Well, it makes me think of one of the lines in the Charter for Compassion is that compassion can break down political, dogmatic, ideological, and religious boundaries. So I think it's just a beautiful example that Nargis has given in terms of being welcome to this a military city and that whole movement of compassion and welcoming, you know, people back and people into this place, into our home. And it can break down those boundaries in what sometimes our world, not just sometimes, but we're kind of polarized when it comes to issues. We can talk about being for and against something. And I think what Nargis is pointing out is the same thing that the Charter does, it how compassion can break down boundaries and invite people in.
Well, going back to the phones, Lewis is on the air, and he would like to talk about compassion in San Antonio. Lewis.
Hi. So I just had a question regarding the intent and the effect of the Charter. Would this just be something to put on our tourism site, or how would this, in the long run, benefit San Antonians and San Antonio?
No, it goes way beyond something that we just tell to tourists. What we would hope is that it affects the way that we operate as a people. It would affect the way that we evaluate legislation, a way that we spend our money, a way that we behave towards each other, a way that our organizations, whether they be businesses or schools or industries, behave towards us and towards each other. And it's just the question that we need to ask before we act is, are we treating other people the way that we would like to be treated ourselves? And that would become part of the way that the city operates, not just part of the way the city communicates with tourists.
But I think Lewis does have a good point. You know, people are concerned that this is just a promotional act to put a happy face on the city. We do have a lot of folks who are in need in San Antonio. And is this a legitimate effort to try and bring some assistance to people who don't have enough to eat, don't have a place to sleep at night, who, you know, they need help. And so people really, and I think that he wants to make sure that this is the real deal.
And I want to make sure the same thing. The people that we know that are working on this effort, none of them are working on any PR efforts. None of them at this point actually.
So you don't work
for
the Chamber of Commerce.
Right, we don't.
Okay.
These are people who are wanting a better world and working together in ways to alleviate suffering.
Well, we do have some more callers. Bethany is on the air. And Bethany, go ahead.
Hi. I have an amazing young boy with autism. And today is World Autism Awareness Day, by the way. April 2nd. And one of the things that makes San Antonio so compassionate is the amazing resources that it has for its community with special needs. We have the Gordon Hartman Foundation and Morgan's Wonderland. We also have MOCA. All of these are incredible things that I moved from Tacoma, Washington, And, you know, Seattle has its compassionate city already. And I can tell you that we, as San Antonians, have incredible resources for those special needs.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, Bethany, because, as I said, we think we're already a compassionate city, and it's good to hear affirmation from that. And one of the people who works with us at the Peace Center on Compassionate San Antonio has a grandson with autism. So it's something we're very familiar with and do celebrate what is being done and what can still be done.
You know, but talking about Morgan's Wonderland, I mean, what a great example of reaching out to a community that, you know, and providing them that compassion in a very kind of a concrete way, you know. I just love that. Mm-hmm. All right. And but when we talk about compassion and people automatically start thinking about this through a religious lens. But what about this compassion as a secular humanist and saying that, you know, being a compassionate individual improves me as a by providing compassion?
Well, the interesting thing about even just the word compassion, it's not a religious word. You know, it can be loaded, I would suppose, with theology and religiosity, possibly. But if you break the word down, the root of which is passion, is this really interesting combination of suffering and affection. And that COM at the beginning, to walk with someone in their suffering with care and affection. And so someone from a secular or humanist standpoint just... You know, we have more in common as people on this planet than we have different. And we all wake up, generally speaking, with wanting the same thing for our children and the same thing for the world. Well, how do we do that together? Compassion is a way of caring and walking with others in their suffering and in genuine care. You don't have to be a person of faith to do that.
Another phone call. Jean has a great point. Compassion is not just about walking with others, but driving with others. Jean, you're on the air.
Thank you. I've lived in San Antonio about 3 years now. I've driven all over the country. I've lived other places. And one area I would like to see improved is that people have more compassion for each other in traffic. So I've just heard part of the program, but if efforts are made to help people become more compassionate, that maybe one thing that could be worked on is helping each other to care for each other. Look out for each other, our children, other people's children, our parents, other people's parents in traffic in San Antonio.
It's interesting you bring that up because one of the things that we've kind of joked about over the years, long before we were doing compassion, but do you know how we might say to each other, well, they really blessed me for that, you know, like when you're in traffic, you know, and you get cut off. But to turn that whole word around about blessing someone. So if one gets cut off in traffic or something, you know, raises our anger level or whatever it is when we're in traffic, instead of blessing the other person with gestures and wishing that they would get their life straight, instead blessing them with safe travels. It's compassion is a change of mind and a vantage point and lens. And so, you know, when somebody's in a hurry and they've cut you off, to offer some sort of blessing that their journey might be safe. In the process of doing that, you change your own heart and how you're driving as well.
Jean, thank you for that phone call. Mm-hmm. So what are some physical things that people can do? How do we drive this forward? How do we keep this conversation going?
Well, the first thing, as Ann mentioned, is to sign on for the Charter for Compassion website at charterforcompassion.org. And there you can sign on. There are close to 100,000 people across the world who as individuals have signed on to the charter already. And poke around that website a little bit. Read the charter itself. See what other individuals and communities and organizations are doing. But we'd also like you to go to the Peace Center website, which is www.salsa.net/peace. And there we have all the information about what we're doing right here in San Antonio to promote the Charter for Compassion, to understand it better, and eventually, when we have this grassroots movement going, to bring it before the mayor and the city council. So
what do you want the mayor and the city council to do?
We want them to endorse the charter, which means, first of all, understanding it, secondly, talking about it and what that will mean for us as a city, and then signing on to it as a mayor and a city council, and then doing something about it.
Is there like a risk that some people may try to use this for a political purpose? I mean, we do have things like Obamacare and pre-K for SA, and you know, people say that's compassion, and so now it becomes a political issue.
The more we know as individuals and as voters about compassion, the more we'll be able to clarify those issues for the public. So it behooves all of us.
But, you know, there was such a thing as a compassionate conservative that a great man once talked about when he ran for president. There's compassion can come from many different ways.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
By creating a better economy, we create more jobs and help people. And it's not all about, in different areas.
Well, and the best of politics, I mean, back to the root of the words, it's the work of the people. That's what politics at its best is. How do we work together? And so, of course, it will be all those things. Creating jobs, those are works of compassion, as well as the Animal Defense League and taking care of the animals. I mean, it's, again, the lens that we look through. And it will look differently for different people.
So, I mean, Bill Greehy, the man who created Haven for Hope, something you cited earlier, as he was a businessman, he created jobs, but he was also able to, the wealth he created and the leadership he exhibited, was able to go ahead and create a Haven for Hope.
Absolutely.
So that's, you know, and you just, I'm always awed by that.
Mm. Yeah, and we have, again, one of the things, if we had more times, I would love a whole harvesting of. So I'm glad these.
Well,
examples.
We'll check in on this. You know, that this is a progress, and we'll see how this develops, and we'll keep track on
Great.
What's happening with the compassionate movement in San Antonio. And this is we're out of time, but thanks so much to Susan Ives and Ann Helmke of the San Antonio Peace Center talking about making San Antonio a city of compassion. This is The Source, a product of KSTX Texas Public Radio. Coming up tomorrow on The Source. Human trafficking is the most common form of modern-day slavery. Mostly women and children are enslaved into the commercial sex industry. The term human trafficking usually conjures up images of young girls beaten and abused in faraway places, but actually, human trafficking is happening right here in our community. We're going to hear about human trafficking in our own backyard Wednesday, 3 p.m. on The Source.
I'm Tom Asbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, North Korea's war threats go ballistic. We'll look at how South Korea and the United States are responding. Plus, BioShock Infinite, the latest, biggest, brainiest video game of all. We'll talk to the creator and ask where the games are going. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
You can hear On Point tonight at 7 on KSTX San Antonio.
Did you miss an episode of your favorite public radio show on KSTX? Or even a single story? Easy access to both are built into the Texas Public Radio app for iPhone, iPad, and Android. We make it easy for you to hear the shows you want. Just click the on-demand tab of the app, and both national and local podcast versions of your favorite shows are at your fingertips. And, as always, the live stream has the ability to rewind, fast forward, and be paused. Visit the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store to download and search Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.